In the early 20th century, parts of West Marin along Lagunitas Creek were popular for summer getaways. In the 60s and 70s, some even became small towns of about a dozen homes, like Jewel. This is local historian Dewey Livingston.
They had pleasant surroundings with the creek. In one place, they dammed the creek for swimming and boating and this and that, and had barbecue pits and a real place to go and spend part of your summer.
Jewel is now abandoned, the last resident leaving in the early 2000s after a lease with the National Park Service expired. But now, some environmentalists say the impact left behind is hurting the creek ecosystem.
We're standing next to an old, dilapidated house, one of many built around here. The house is about 15 feet above the creek channel, and the reason it is because it's built on artificial fill.
That's Preston Brown, a biologist with the Salmon Protection and Watershed Network, or SPAWN.
So where we're standing is where the creek used to be much more connected to the floodplain. The floodplain was lower, and the creek would spill over the banks, make nice wetland habitat, lots of good spots for fish to hide and wildlife to feed.
SPAWN, with the help from the National Park Service and the Cal Academy of Sciences, is now working towards restoring this habitat around Lagunitas Creek, a vital waterway for California's endangered coho salmon. Part of the project includes assessing the biodiversity of the area before restorations.
So we're looking at plants, animals, anything from birds, reptiles, insects, just to get an understanding of what lives in this creek corridor right here, right now.
It's what Brown and other scientists know as a bioblitz. SPAWN, Cal Academy, and local volunteers participated this past weekend. Ted Barone, a volunteer with Cal Academy, says it's part of the growing citizen science movement.
It's an opportunity both to gather scientifically useful data, but it's also really important for educating the public. You know, for all the people that get involved with this, they now know so much more about this particular ecosystem and are engaged in a way that there's no way that they'd ever be engaged.
Volunteers and interns used a crowdsourcing app called iNaturalist to take photos of all the wildlife surrounding Jewel. I found Adrian Bouveron submitting a picture of a plant.
I add it to our specific SPAWN Lagunitas project, and then I'm going to select plants, and then I'm going to request that somebody helps me identify this species and then share.
A few seconds later, an expert from the iNaturalist app responds to an earlier submission of a flower picture she took.
So they're saying that this is probably from somebody's garden around here that got out of hand, and it's not really supposed to be here. It looks pretty, but it's not supposed to be here.
The Jewel BioBlitz over the weekend collected close to 300 photos from about 20 volunteers. SPAWN's Preston Brown says this information will be stored in a database and referred to after the creek is restored.
This is one way we can gauge kind of the success of the project, is how salmon can use the site, how the creek can form and function more naturally, and how the plants and animals recolonize the area and respond to it.
After the abandoned town is torn down this fall, SPAWN will get to work restoring the creek to its natural state. The entire project is expected to be completed in about 2 years. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.